If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. On this first Sunday of 1975, we here at Worth Baptist Church take this opportunity to wish to you and to your family a very happy and prosperous new year in the Lord. Now, we do not know what 1975 holds for any of us. We do not know the paths that we will travel. We do not know the places that we will go. We do not know what our nation will face in this year. We do not know what the world will be confronted with in the days of 1975. But we do know that whatever comes, God is still the same. God is still on His throne. He will take care of His own. His promises are true. He will see you right through, for God is still on His throne. As the year begins, I trust that you've already resolved to put Christ and the gospel and the church first in your life. Nothing deserves the priority as much as Christ does in your life in the new year. You can face the shortages, the crises, inflation, depression, whatever might come, with the assurance that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We believe that more people will be listening to radio in 1975 than perhaps in any year in history. So we're happy to bring you the gospel by means of radio over station KBUY in this new year. Our pledge to you for 1975 is to bring Christ into your home or your place of business or wherever you might be listening to this radio ministry every Lord's Day. We have but one message for Worth Baptist Hour, and that is the message of redeeming grace. Our only purpose is to present Christ to you. Our only aim and our only desire is to share Christ with the Metroplex and with the people wherever this station reaches them Sunday after Sunday. So we assure you in the very first Sunday of 1975 that our messages will be Christ-centered and that we will bring to you the gospel every Sunday of this year. If you do not have a church home, if you're seeking a place to serve God and to worship Him, we invite you to come and visit with us at Worth Baptist Church today. There's no better way for you to begin 1975 than to begin it in the house of God. All the Sundays of this year provide opportunities for you to serve the Lord. But this very first Sunday is a time when all hearts and minds ought to be turned to God. So I invite you to come today to visit Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. The Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church has but one textbook, and that is the Bible, the Word of God. We believe more than ever before that men need to base their thinking and build their lives upon the truth that is revealed in God's Word. So week after week, during this year, as always, we will be preaching and will be teaching from the Word of God. So bring the family together today to study God's Word in the Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock, where there's a class for every member of your family, for every age and every group level in your home and in your family. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11. And our Sunday evening worship hour begins at 7. All of these services have been designed with your spiritual needs in mind. Remember, the motto of Worth Baptist Church and the Sunday school of our church is this: teaching the whole Bible to the whole family to enlighten the whole Sunday school to the whole truth. Our theme for this year in the Sunday school is nothing is impossible And we believe that. We are basing that upon the words of Jesus, who said, "With God, nothing shall be impossible." Last year, 1974, our Sunday school averaged something like 440 per week. It is our goal to average 500 per Sunday in our Sunday school in 1975. We were privileged to contribute more to missions and missionaries around the world, and we'll be saying more about that on later broadcasts. But we hope to do more in 1975. It is our goal and our aim and our ambition to win more souls to Christ in this year than in any year in the history of our church. Our church not only has a city-wide evangelism program with our city evangelism director, but we also have a worldwide evangelism program through our more than 65 missionaries around the world. So we invite you to join with us in prayer that as we begin a new year, we'll be able to reach more people with more of the Bible than ever before in our history. Incidentally, today, Sunday, January 5th, marks the 13th anniversary of this pastor here at Worth Baptist Church. We'd like to have you come and share these good things with us today at our church. And then on Sunday, March the 2nd, and that's just 2 months away, Sunday, March the 2nd, we will celebrate the 21st anniversary of Worth Baptist Church. We're looking forward to that day, and we hope that you'll mark it on your calendar even today. Remember, it's Sunday, March the 2nd, the 21st anniversary of Worth Baptist Church. Remember, our location is 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. During the year 1974, we purchased 14 acres of ground upon which we hope to build in the near future. Our new properties are located just 1/2 mile north of Loop 820 on Campus Drive, adjoining the property of the Fort Worth State School. We'll be looking forward to moving in that direction in the future. In the meanwhile, at our present location, 3309 Wilbarger Street, we invite you today, come and bring the whole family to study God's Word together in Sunday school at 10 o'clock and to worship with us in the services of worship at 11 o'clock this morning and at 7 this evening. And we would be happy to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast, entitled Standing on the Promises. I'm going to read from the book of Joshua, chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. But before we read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we are grateful in the beginning of this new year for the privilege that we have to voice the gospel, to spread the good news that Jesus Christ died on the cross and that He arose from the grave, that He ascended back to the throne, and that He is there now waiting to return for us. We pray today in this initial broadcast of the new year that the Holy Spirit would direct this message to the heart of every listener. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in the name of Jesus Christ, Thy Son and our Savior, and for His sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen. Now, if you'll turn in your Bibles to the book of Joshua, chapter 1, and I read at verse 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, That have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide an inheritance in the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Now, my friend, I've read to you a new beginning for the nation Israel. Today is a new beginning for us. It's a new beginning for your life, for your home, for your family, for your relationship to God and to the church. On this first Sunday of 1975, I believe we ought to reaffirm our faith in the Bible, the Word of God. For we believe the Bible to be inspired and to be infallible. And we believe that the Bible is just as relevant today as it was the day it was written. We believe the Bible to be just as appropriate and applicable to our lives as it was to the lives of the people of Israel when Joshua spoke to them in the long ago. What about 1975? What are your plans for this new year? Do you have an anchor to which you can anchor your life? Do you have a firm foundation upon which you can stand? When the hours of difficulty and problems and crises and reverses and sicknesses and death and all of these things come to your home and to your family, to whom will you turn in 1975? What is your hope? Upon whom are you leaning and trusting during these days? Well, I want you to know today that you can believe God and you can trust Jesus Christ and you can depend upon what God has said in His Word. I want to talk to you for a few moments on this first broadcast of the new year about standing on the promises of God. God has made many promises. Someone said there are more than 30,000 promises in the Bible to the Christian. I want to share 5 promises with you today that can be guidelines that can support you and guide you and direct you in 1975. Number 1, and you can depend on it, God has promised you constant companionship. We read in the book of Hebrews chapter 13 at verse 5, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Now during this year, all of your family and all of your friends may forsake you. Your business associates may turn their back on you. Your neighbors may give you up. But I've come to tell you today that Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, will be your constant companion throughout every day of the new year. You can claim that promise. You can just write Hebrews 13:5. On your calendar every day for 1975 and believe that God will provide constant companionship for you wherever you go in this new year. A second promise that God makes to you is this. He promises divine direction for your life. We read in the book of Proverbs chapter 3 at verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, in all thy, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Now, my friend, if you will trust in God with all of your heart, if you will lean not unto your own wisdom and your own ability and your own understanding, but will in all your ways acknowledge Him, the promise is this: He will direct your paths. He will show you the way to go in 1975. When the road is long and treacherous, when the night is long and difficult, when the way is uneven, when the path seems to be directionless, God will give you a sense of direction in this new year if you will acknowledge Him and believe Him and trust Him. Then there's a third promise that God makes to you for 1975. God promises you perfect peace. Now in the world of ours, there's very little to bring peace. There's trouble in the Middle East. There's still trouble in Vietnam. There's trouble in our own nation. There is the threat of war constantly hanging over us. But in spite of all of these threats, in spite of all of these difficulties and problems and reverses, in spite of what Washington does or Moscow does or the United Nations will do, remember this: God has promised to give you perfect peace. I read it in Isaiah chapter 26 at verse 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Now, beloved, if you will trust God, if you'll keep your mind and your heart on Him, in spite of all the other things that come to you in 1975, you can have the peace of God in your heart. Jesus said in John 14, Peace I give unto you, my peace give I unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Now, if you'll just write these verses down, Isaiah 26:3, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. If you'll believe that every day of this year, if you'll just make this a guideline for you, trust God every day. Read a portion of God's Word every day. Pray every day. Believe everything that God says. Do everything that God commands. God will give you peace in your heart. Paul says in Philippians chapter 4, Be careful or be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, beloved, the world system, money, wealth, gold, now that the gold market is open, a lot of people are saying, well, if I can just get a hold of some of that gold, I'll be secure for 1975. But my friend, gold will not secure you for 1975. Gold will not bring you happiness. Gold will not bring you peace. But if you have Christ in your heart, and if you hide His Word in your soul, and if you keep your mind stayed on Him, if you believe Him, if you anchor your faith in Him, if you trust Him, He will bring you a blessed peace that this world cannot afford. This world cannot give it to you, and praise God, this world cannot take it away from you. It's God's peace. The Prince of Peace can reign in your heart if you'll simply exercise your faith in Him. And you can face every day of 1975 knowing that all is well. Even if the stock market falls, if war is declared, if depression comes, if all of these things collapse, if the government collapses, if the economic system collapses, if everything about you falls apart, you can know this for sure: the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Claim that promise today and make it your promise every day in the new year. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. There's a fourth promise. God promises great grace to every one of you. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12 at verse 9, Paul declares that God said to him, in the midst of his troubles and trials and persecutions and problems and shipwreck and threat of his life, Paul said that God reminded him, and it's written in 2 Corinthians 12:9, my grace is sufficient for thee. Now, beloved, God's grace is sufficient for you today. It matters not what your stand or status in life. It doesn't matter how much money you make. It doesn't matter how little money you have. It doesn't matter whether you have a gold reserve or a silver reserve or a bank account or stocks or bonds. It doesn't matter what comes your way in 1975. The grace of God is sufficient for you. Just claim the promise, my grace is sufficient for you. Then there's a fifth promise that God gives us upon which you can stand every day in 1975, and that is this: God promises you a sufficient supply of all your needs. It is written in Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now, my friends, you can take that verse and face all the shortages and the depression and loss of job and all of the economic troubles that you're going to have this year. You can take that verse and face every one of them and know that God will keep His promise to meet every need of your life in this year. Now, let me ask you, as I conclude this message, will you take these verses as your guidelines for 1975? Will you believe what God says? Will you trust His Word? Will you stand upon His promise? If you do, you can come to the end of this year and face another year and look back and say, I believed God in 1975 and God kept me all the way. I trust that you'll do it. Now, I have this footnote and then I shall be through. We have all of these promises if we live and heaven if we die. Paul said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So if you live, Christ will be with you. If you die, you can go to be with Him. These are the promises of God for 1975. I want to remind you on this first broadcast of 1975 that all of the messages on Worth Baptist Hour will be placed on cassette tapes. If you'd like to receive them, one of them or all of them, we'd be happy to answer your inquiry about them if you'll write to us this week. Our mailing address, again, is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. May I remind you again that we'd be happy to have you come and visit with us at Worth Baptist Church today. Until next Lord's Day by radio at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And, as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.